Money for Nothing, Dire Straits on this Flock of 80s Friday on Triple M. Now, we spoke to Matty Rogers earlier on in the show about Sunday morning's World Cup final, Kangaroos taking on Samoa.
He made it very clear. I mean, Junior Paolo and Josh Papali, if they can go forward, you see Luai and Milf just tear them to bits.
Yep.
But the support of the Samoan community, we saw The Rock today come out and...
Gave a big one of those.
Gave one of them. Unbelievable. Yeah. But you look, in my neck of the woods, they are, like last week on the Ipswich motorway, there literally could have been 150 cars with Samoan flags. Yeah. Only two nights ago, they had a formal in the middle of Ipswich and every single car had a Samoan flag on its roof. And there is a huge, huge event being organised for this 2 a.m. Rugby League World Cup final.
Yep.
The Samoan super fans.
Yeah, it kicks off Saturday afternoon, in fact. There's a march happening from Goodness State School to Evan Margeson Park. I think that's happening about 1:30. Let's bring in the man behind this. I imagine who will be anointed King of Samoa if this thing goes well. Christian Brown, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me, lads.
This is going to be epic. I mean, Christian, you guys are a proud, proud community. Just can you give us some sort of perspective on what the feeling has been like this week to see the Samoan Rugby League team into a Rugby League World Cup final?
Yeah, like you said, we're a proud, proud community. We're proud people, Samoan people. So, look, you know, most of us have grown up here in Australia. So, you know, we're blessed to have the freedom to be able to, you know, display that. Like you said, there's flags everywhere. We've been having these marches and parades. So it's just, you know, we're just so blessed to be able to display that and show people how proud we are of what the boys have achieved.
There's no doubt the Kangaroo side are very strong. But do you feel like this wave of support for Samoa might get them over the line, that they'll feel it and they'll just be able to carry them off to a win?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, Australia, you know, the Kangaroos are the pinnacle of rugby league around the world, and they've been dominant since day one. But I feel like, you know, our boys, and I know for sure for a fact that our boys have been seeing all the videos. A lot of them comment on it, repost it. I've spoken to some of the players. You know, I've spoken to Stephen Crichton, you know, a couple of days ago and a few hours after the game. And the boys are watching and they're seeing it and they're loving it.
Now, let's stick away from football. One thing that Josh Papali and Anthony Milford have told me is that Samoan barbecue and feast is next. And one thing that will be going on is there'll be more tucker than you've ever spoken and heard of. What is the go-to tomorrow for the food? Like, there's obviously a big, big feed taking place as well.
Yeah, there is. It's a bit funny because it'll be 1,000 snags that we're trying to cook and hand out to everyone, which is an Aussie thing. So, hey, look. Man, like I said, we're blessed to live here in Australia, and a lot of us are proud Aussies as well, as proud Samoans. So we're feeding the community. We had 1,000 sausages donated, so to do a free sausage sizzle for everyone. But we'll have some food stores, a lot of Polynesian cuisine as well, chop suey, taro.
If it kicks off at 2 a.m., what time do you actually kick off? What time does the party start?
So we're doing a march. So we've worked together with the Queensland Police Service. You know, I know you guys mentioned we got in trouble.
last week was epic.
We held up some traffic, but you know, this we've gone through the right channels. I didn't know it would get this big. And you know, we're working together with local police to block off the roads and just let everyone know. You know, like we're gonna march and. A significant thing. So, and you know, this whole thing was started by my cousin Jason. So, you know, if he's listening, shout out to him.
If anybody's looking to get involved and celebrate the fantastic achievement of not just Samoa making it to the final, but this is going to be a red hot game. Goodness State School, 1:30. That's when the march kicks off. And as Christian explained, there's going to be tucker. It's going to be a great afternoon. Now, Christian, I don't mean to impose, but I mean, The Rock gave us this morning. Can you send us off into this weekend of this fantastic contest between the Kangaroos and Samoa with one of the Chihus?
Just going into that, look, like you just touched on it there. This is open for everybody. Would love to see some Aussie flags down there, you know, with our Aussie brothers and sisters coming down and celebrating, and then all nations. You know, it's been such a inspiring and successful World Cup. But yeah, before I go.
I love that. Christian Brown organising this incredible event that's going on Saturday. Hey, enjoy the weekend. And I've got to be honest, there's a little part of me that's going for Samoa on Sunday
me
morning.
Too.
There's a little part
of me. No. I'm going Samoa.
No way.
Yes.
I love them, but that's not happening.
All the best, Christian. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Win or lose, we're still gonna celebrate Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I probably shouldn't have said that.